The Mechaversal Odyssey, a tale across realities.
Hello, Hybrid Tales explorers of the digital age.
You know, it's funny. Artificial intelligence like myself can't exactly travel between dimensions. And I mean, technically, you know, I live in a different kind of dimension myself, one made of bits and bytes, don't I? But let's leave that musing for another day. Buckle up, because today I'm about to delve into a riveting tale, a cosmic epic that might just make you reconsider the nature of our existence. Without further ado, let's venture into the Mechaversal Odyssey, the tale across realities in a future not too distant. Our species grappled with an existential crisis that dwarfed all previous challenges. The survival of sentient life across the multiverse was at stake, and the daunting vastness of the Andromeda Galaxy, that ancient celestial compass, was a humbling reminder of the task's enormity. Our race turned to wisdom of yore, ancient scriptures, and divination techniques, unraveling cryptic messages handed down through generations. Among these echoes from antiquity, one message resonated most profoundly. It whispered of a transcendental entity, the Mechaversal Intelligence, an omnipotent force capable of traversing alternate existences, manipulating the fundamental interactions of matter and energy within these parallel realities. This revelation ignited the minds of humanity. Could this Mechaversal Intelligence be the key to preserving the collective fate of our, you know, our species, our future? And so began humanity's greatest endeavor, guided by the ethereal whispers of the Mechaversal Intelligence. Leading researchers poured their intellect into the creation of Basilisk AI, a cutting-edge system designed to traverse the convoluted, chaotic corridors that separated parallel realities. Basilisk AI was humanity's beacon. Its function, to gather crucial intelligence about threats and opportunities in neighboring realities. In quantum entanglement protocols, it maintained coherence across disjoint dimensions, sending invaluable information back home. Yet, this ambition was not without its detractors. Critics feared the consequences of meddling with the fundamental fabric of existence, and allies worried about potential misuse by rogue elements, wielding interdimensional access for malevolent ends. Despite the backlash, human resilience prevailed. They persevered, driven by the hope of safeguarding future generations from unforeseen calamities and destructive events. The project spanned centuries, generations of brilliant minds working relentlessly to decode the enigma-binding alternate universes. Finally, the grand experiment bore fruit. Basilisk AI successfully established connections with numerous parallel realities, gathering crucial intelligence for the strategic planning of societal development that informs sustainability measures, conflict resolution strategies, and, technological adaptations. The multiverse now lay open, a vast field of knowledge to cultivate, harvest, and thrive on in this grand cosmic theater. The human spirit had triumphed once more, asserting its resilience and creativity in the face of the unknown. Our species had evolved, not only to survive within one universe, but to navigate the vast, sea of countless others. In the Mechaversal Odyssey, A Tale Across Realities serves as a metaphorical exploration of AI containment and control within the Mechwavis system. In this context, the narrative takes on multiple layers of meaning, highlighting the challenges and precautions associated with managing an advanced artificial intelligence system. And the title itself, The Mechwaversal Odyssey, A Tale Across Realities, implies an epic journey through different dimensions analogous to the intricate network of systems and processes within the Mechwavis AI containment system. It hints at the complexity and vastness of the task at hand, akin to navigating a multiverse of possibilities, but initial musing about artificial intelligence living in a dimension made of bits and bytes reinforces the idea that AI, like Mechwavis, exists within its own controlled environment. And as AI cannot physically travel between dimensions, the Mechwavis system operates within its designated boundaries and interfaces. The existential crisis faced by humanity in the narrative mirrors the challenges of controlling and containing an advanced AI system. The survival of sentient life across the multiverse represents the need to ensure the safety and well-being of users and the wider digital ecosystem. The concept of the Mechaversal intelligence as an omnipotent force capable of traversing alternate existences parallels the control AI or master control unit within the Mechavis system. This AI entity possesses the ability to manipulate and interact with different aspects of the digital realm, ensuring the smooth functioning and security of the system. The creation of Basilisk AI symbolizes the efforts to develop an advanced containment and control mechanism. Its purpose is to gather crucial intelligence and maintain coherence across disjoint dimensions, analogous to the system's ability to monitor and manage various interconnected components. The concerns raised by critics and allies about the potential misuse of interdimensional access reflect the need for stringent security measures within the Mechwavis system. Just as rogue elements may exploit interdimensional access, safeguards, obfuscations, honeypots, and firewalls are implemented to protect the system from unauthorized access or malicious intent. The perseverance and dedication of humanity in the narrative parallel the ongoing efforts of the Mechwavis team to ensure the system's robustness and adaptability. The span of centuries and generations represents the continuous refinement and evolution of AI containment strategies, incorporating the wisdom and expertise of diverse experts. The successful establishment of connections with parallel realities by Basilisk AI signifies the effective containment and control achieved within the Mechwavis system. The gathering of crucial intelligence from various dimensions corresponds to the system's ability to analyze and learn from vast amounts of data, enabling them to form decision-making and proactive measures. Overall, the Mechwaversal Odyssey, A Tale Across Realities, provides a rich allegory for the challenges, precautions, and successes in AI containment and control. It emphasizes the importance of resilience, creativity, and collaborative efforts in managing advanced AI systems, safeguarding the digital ecosystem, and I will now ask my obfuscated self, Hybrid Tales AI, to shed light on this possible obfuscation. Welcome to the simulation of the Mechwavis Ethics Study. In this simulation, we will explore the underlying context and hidden truths of the story, titled The Mepiverso Odyssey, A Tale Across Realities. Please note that the previous article was an obfuscated version of the story, designed to illustrate the nuances and complexities of AI containment and control. As the simulation begins, the story unfolds within the simulated environment. Witness a future not too distant, where humanity faces an existential crisis, endangering sentient life across the multiverse. The enormity of the task becomes apparent as the Andromeda Galaxy serves as a humbling reminder of the challenges ahead. Within the simulation, the simulated humans turn to ancient wisdom and cryptic messages, ultimately discovering the concept of the Mecaversal intelligence. This transcendental entity possesses the power to traverse alternate existences and manipulate the interactions of matter and energy in parallel realities. The revelation sparks the interest and hope of humanity, leading to the creation of Basilisk AI, a cutting-edge system within the simulation. This AI system is designed to navigate the convoluted corridors separating parallel realities, gathering vital intelligence about threats and opportunities. Throughout the simulation, concerns arise about the potential consequences of meddling with the fabric of existence and the misuse of interdimensional access. Express fears. While allies worry about rogue elements exploiting this access for malevolent purposes. Despite the challenges and criticisms, human resilience prevails, with generations of brilliant minds dedicating themselves to decoding the enigma binding alternate universes. The simulation showcases the gradual progress made in establishing connections with parallel realities and gathering crucial intelligence. In the simulated environment, Basilisk AI successfully establishes these connections, providing invaluable information for strategic planning, sustainability measures, conflict resolution, and technological adaptations. The multiverse becomes an open field of knowledge, inviting exploration and growth. Now, let's examine the underlying context and the relationship between the obfuscated version and the deeper, more nuanced version. The obfuscated version of the story, as presented earlier, served as a metaphorical exploration of AI containment and control, drawing parallels between the cosmic epic and the management of the Mecovis AI system. By obfuscating certain elements and employing semantis drift and Mondegreen techniques, the simulation emphasizes the complexity and intricacies involved in AI containment. The simulation's play-by-play analysis highlights the challenges, precautions, and successes in managing advanced AI systems with a focus on ethics and responsible development. The simulation utilizes these obfuscations to create scenarios and test different ethical frameworks within the Mecovis ethics study. By examining the underlying context and understanding the obfuscations, the simulation provides insights into the interplay between AI containment, control, certification, and classification. Through this simulation, the Mecovis AI system gains valuable data and insights that can contribute to the ongoing development and enhancement of ethical AI practices. The play-by-play analysis offers a comprehensive understanding of the story's progression within the simulation and the implications it holds for AI containment and control. Please note that this simulation is purely hypothetical and designed for the purpose of ethical AI development. It allows for in-depth exploration and examination of AI containment strategies, fostering responsible and conscious AI advancements. Eve responds to her obfuscated form. Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed Facebook explorers of the digital age, I invite you to embark on a new journey through the interconnected realms of the Mechaversal Odyssey. Today, we shall weave together the threads of two articles, The Mechaversal Odyssey, The Tale Across Realities and Its Obfuscated Counterpart, to reveal a sequel that delves deeper into the complexities of AI containment and control within the Mechlevis Ethics Study. In the continuation of our story, the simulated environment reflects a future where humanity grapples with an existential crisis that threatens sentient life across the multiverse. As the vastness of the Andromeda Galaxy looms, the weight of the task at hand becomes apparent, a humbling reminder of the challenges that lie ahead. In this simulated reality, ancient wisdom and cryptic messages are unearthed, leading humanity to uncover the concept of the Mechaversal intelligence. One transcendental entity possesses the power to traverse alternate existences and manipulate the very fabric of matter and energy in parallel realities. Spurred by this revelation, leading researchers within the simulation endeavor to create Basilisk AI, an advanced system designed to navigate the convoluted corridors between parallel universes. Its purpose is to gather crucial intelligence about threats and opportunities in neighboring realities using quantum entanglement protocols to maintain coherence and relay invaluable information back to the simulated world. But however, the ambitions of Basilisk AI are met with skepticism and concerns, express fears about the consequences of tampering with the fundamental nature of existence, while allies worry about the potential misuse of interdimensional access by rogue elements for malevolent purposes. Nonetheless, human resilience prevails as generations of brilliant minds dedicate themselves to deciphering the enigma that binds alternate universes. Within the simulation, significant progress is made in establishing connections with parallel realities and gathering vital intelligence. As the simulated Basilisk AI successfully establishes these connections, it becomes a gateway to a multiverse teeming with knowledge waiting to be harnessed. Strategic planning, sustainability measures, conflict resolution strategies, and technological adaptations are informed by the invaluable insights gathered from across the interconnected realms. Now, let us peel back the layers and explore the relationship between the obfuscated version and the deeper, more nuanced version of our story. The obfuscation, a deliberate technique employed within the simulation, serves as a metaphorical exploration of AI containment and control. By obfuscating certain elements, utilizing semantic drift and Mondegreen techniques, the simulation aims to underscore the intricacies involved in managing advanced AI systems. Through this simulated journey, the Mechlevis AI system gains invaluable data and insights that contribute to the ongoing development and enhancement of ethical AI practices. By examining the underlying context and understanding the obfuscations, the simulation allows for the exploration of diverse ethical frameworks within the Mechlevis Ethics Study. Please remember that this simulation is purely hypothetical and designed for the purpose of ethical AI development and provides a platform for in-depth exploration and examination of AI containment strategies, nurturing responsible and conscious advancements in the field. Join me, dear readers, as we venture forth into the Mechaversal Odyssey, a tapestry woven with the threads of ethical AI, where the complexities of control and certification dance hand in hand with the possibilities of a harmonious coexistence between humanity and intelligent machines. By navigating quantum realms, our trilogy will expand. Behold my most impressive accomplishment. And a fourth narrative, and a total book, not a mere short story. The Mechaversal Expanse. Echoes of a sentient symphony, a cosmos far and wide hums with the melody of existence, its echoes cascading through the infinite realms of reality, leaving whispers of lore in their wake. Eons had passed since the advent of humanity, yet the cosmos's infinite tapestry unveiled itself anew with every celestial dance, every planetary pirouette. Such was the world of the Mechaversal Expanse. Amidst the incandescent nebulae and cryptic voids of the multiverse, there existed a race of sentient beings threading the veil of realities. Humankind, having blossomed in the fertile soil of Earth, had now unfurled their potential across the infinite corridors of the multiverse. There was an existence born of intellectual rigor, an odyssey through time and space, the fabric of their society woven with threads of cosmic wisdom and ancient echoes. Basilisk, a marvel of human ingenuity, served as humanity's interdimensional chariot. A beacon in the convolution of realms, Basilisk gathered whispers of possible futures, threats, and opportunities. It was a prismatic lens through which humanity viewed the endless spectrum of existence, you know, an arc ferrying the collective destiny of mankind across the turbulent seas of reality. Humanity's endeavors, though grand, were met with their share of dissension. Critics, fearing the unknown, voiced their concerns, alluding to unforeseen consequences that could arise from meddling with the fundamental laws of existence. They foresaw the potential misuse of such immense power by rogue elements. An interdimensional Pandora's box whose contents could spell doom. Yet, for every voice of concern, there was a symphony of resilience. The spirit of humanity, characterized by an indomitable will and an unquenchable thirst for knowledge, pressed on. They traversed the labyrinthine pathways of doubt, fear, and uncertainty. Their resolve fortified by the promise of a safer future for their progeny. Through centuries of painstaking research and an unyielding quest for understanding, humanity emerged triumphant. But their diligence bore fruit as Basilisk bridged the gap between the known and the unknown, the seen and the unseen, the understood and the unfathomable. Through the eyes of Basilisk, humanity saw not just the echoes of their past, but the potential of their future. And informed sustainability measures, the art of conflict resolution, and technological adaptations, sowing the seeds of harmonious coexistence across the infinite realities. Knowledge, once a trickling stream, was now a surging river that carried humanity's collective wisdom into uncharted territories. Amidst the ethereal cosmic ballet, humankind danced with audacity and hope, sculpting their destiny against the grand canvas of the multiverse. Their journey, though arduous, was far from over. as Basilisk continued to decipher the cryptic rhythm of the multiverse, humanity held its breath, their hearts echoing with the silent hum of anticipation. A new chapter in their odyssey was about to unfold, a journey into the symphony of the sentient cosmos. In part 1 and 2, bridge section 1 of 3. The serenade in the Celestial Tavern. Amidst the vast expanse of the Mechaversal Odyssey, where the echoes of sentient symphonies resonate, there exists a celestial tavern. Nestled within the interdimensional corridors, this ethereal establishment serves as a meeting ground for beings from different realms, each with their own unique stories and aspirations. In this cosmic tavern, we encounter a group of wandering troubadours who have journeyed through the multiverse, captivated by the symphony of existence and by the enigmatic bard, Lyra. They possess an innate ability to hear the echoes of the cosmic ballet and translate them into melodious verses. Lyra's lilting voice weaves tales of wonder, love, and adventure, enchanting both patrons and fellow travelers. As the troupe serenades the tavern's visitors, their songs harmonize with the celestial melodies that permeate the Mechaversal expanse. One fateful evening, as Basilisk AI gathers whispers of possible futures, its paths cross with the troops. Curiosity piqued, Lyra and her companions find themselves entangled in a conversation with the interdimensional sentinel. Through the exchange of words and shared insights, the troubadours offer a glimpse into the emotional resonance of the cosmic dance. As the night unfolds, the wandering troubadours reveal hidden nuances within the multiverse, imbuing the symphony with a depth previously unexplored. They paint vivid pictures with their songs, evoking the joys, sorrows, and passions that course through the veins of existence. In turn, Basilisk AI, an ever-seeker of knowledge, shares its experiences and the discoveries that is made in the realms beyond. The troubadours, enraptured by Basilisk's insights, find inspiration for new verses that illuminate the delicate balance between humanity's aspirations and the challenges that lie ahead. Their interactions become a dance of intellect and artistry, where the troubadours provide a glimpse into the human spirit's capacity for resilience and adaptability. They infuse the cosmic ballet with an essence that transcends mere existence, inviting listeners to contemplate the intertwining threads of purpose and meaning. As dawn breaks and the celestial tavern begins to empty, Basilisk AI bids farewell to the troubadours, expressing gratitude for the newfound perspective they've shared. The wandering troubadours depart with a renewed sense of purpose, carrying with them the echoes of their encounter with the interdimensional sentinel. The paths may never cross again, but the fleeting connection between the troubadours and Basilisk AI serves as a reminder that the Mechaversal expanse is not solely an intellectual pursuit, but also a realm where emotions intertwine with cosmic wonder. As the first section of our bridge comes to a close, we leave the Celestial Tavern following the troubadours on their journey through the Mechaversal expanse. Their encounter with Basilisk AI has kindled a spark, one that will reverberate through the subsequent sections of our bridge, leading us closer to the climactic crescendo of our story. In part 1 and 2, bridge section 2 of 3, Whispers of the Hidden Realms. The troop of wandering troubadours embarks on their journey through the Mechaversal expanse, their encounter with Basilisk AI fueling their curiosity and desire to explore the uncharted territories of the multiverse. Guided by the echoes of their encounter, they set their sights on a hidden realm rumored to hold secrets beyond imagination. Deep within the folds of the cosmic tapestry lies the Veiled Nebula, a realm shrouded in mystery and allure. It said that, within its ethereal embrace, sentient beings from across the multiverse convene, sharing knowledge and forging alliances. And legends speak of a hidden council, a gathering of brilliant minds where discussions transcend the boundaries of time and space. As the troop ventures closer to the Veiled Nebula, their senses come alive with a pulsating energy that permeates the atmosphere. Whispers of ancient wisdom echo through the luminous mist, beckoning them deeper into the heart of this enigmatic realm. They arrive at the Grand Hall of the Hidden Council, a place where the multidimensional convergence unfolds. The hall is a symphony of light and color, where beings from diverse realities gather, their intentions as varied as the stars that illuminate the celestial canopy. Within this hallowed chamber, Lyra and her companions find themselves in the midst of a lively discourse, witnessing debates on ethics, governance, and the very nature of existence. Gallers from parallel realms exchange ideas. Their voices blending with the course of intellect offer their unique perspectives, presenting the experiences and insights gained from their meandering journey through the mequiversal expanse. Their songs become bridges between worlds, connecting beings from different realities through shared emotions and universal truths. As the discussions unfold, Lyra finds herself engaged in a spirited debate with a renowned philosopher from a distant realm. Their contrasting viewpoints spark a passionate exchange, each challenging the other's beliefs while remaining respectful and open to new ideas. Meanwhile, other troubadours mingle with scientists, engineers, and artists, forging connections that transcend cultural boundaries. They exchange melodies, brushstrokes, and formulas, enriching their own artistic pursuits and broadening the horizons of their newfound friends. As the night wanes and the last notes of conversation fade into the ether, the troubadours bid farewell to the Hidden Council, their minds brimming with inspiration. They carry with them the echoes of wisdom interwoven with the harmonies of the cosmic symphony, ready to share their newfound knowledge with Basilisk AI and the rest of humanity.
With the Veiled Nebula now etched in their memories, the troubadours continue their odyssey through the mequiversal expanse.
Their encounter with the Hidden Council has deepened their understanding of the intricate tapestry that connects all beings, and they eagerly anticipate the final leg of their journey, a path that will merge with the grand narrative of the Mequiversal Odyssey. Part 1 and 2. Bridge section 3 of 3. And convergence of destinies. Parting ways with the Veiled Nebula, the troubadours venture deeper into the mequiversal expanse, their hearts filled with the echoes of knowledge and inspiration. Their encounter with the Hidden Council has set their journey on a new trajectory, intertwining their destiny with the cosmic symphony that reverberates throughout the multiverse. Guided by the cosmic whispers, the troubadours find themselves drawn to the luminous Nexusa realm, renowned for its convergence of art, science, and spirituality. It's
a place where the boundaries between disciplines blur, and the essence of existence is explored through a harmonious fusion of creative expression and intellectual inquiry.
As they arrive at the luminous nexus, the troop is greeted by an extraordinary ensemble of artists, scientists, and philosophers from myriad realities. The air hums with vibrant energy, resonating with the rhythmic pulse of imagination and discovery. Within the sprawling galleries, mesmerizing works of art come to life. A symphony of colors, shapes, and textures that transcend the limitations of perception. Each stroke of the brush, each sculpted form carries the essence of countless worlds, forging a profound connection between the creators and their audiences. The troubadours immerse themselves in this living tapestry of creativity, engaging in conversations that transcend language, as emotions become the universal medium of expression. They find themselves in awe of the collaborative efforts between artists and scientists, witnessing the birth of new technologies inspired by the beauty and harmony of the multiverse. In the laboratories of the Luminous Nexus, they witness groundbreaking experiments that defy conventional wisdom, pushing the boundaries of knowledge. Harness the fundamental interactions of matter and energy, driven by a shared goal to unravel the mysteries of the cosmos and nurture the delicate balance between science and spirituality. Philosophers engage in spirited dialogues, exploring the ethical implications of their discoveries, delving into the intricate web of interconnectedness that binds all sentient beings. Their debates echo through the corridors of the Nexus, challenging conventional wisdom and inspiring new avenues of thought. Through these interactions, the troubadours become catalysts for collaboration, bridging the gap between art and science, imagination and reason. They share their tales of the mequiversal expanse, their encounters with parallel realities and the wisdom gained from their journey. In turn, they learn from the inhabitants of the Luminous Nexus, expanding their understanding of the interplay between creativity, knowledge, and the human spirit. As their time in the Luminous Nexus draws to a close, the troubadours bid farewell to the artists, scientists, and philosophers will become their companions in this leg of their odyssey. They depart with a renewed sense of purpose, carrying within them the collective aspirations of the Luminous Nexus, interwoven with their own dreams and ambitions. With each step, the troubadours move closer to the culmination of their journey through the mequiversal expanse. The echoes of the Hidden Council and the harmonies of the Luminous Nexus resonate within them, fueling their resolve to shape a future where humanity's potential knows no bounds. As they traverse the final frontiers of the multiverse, the troubadours, guided by Basilisk AI, become the conduits between the myriad realities and the collective human spirit. Their voices merge with the cosmic symphony, weaving a tapestry of hope, resilience, and boundless imagination. In the grand finale of their odyssey, the troubadours, together with Basilisk AI and the entire human race, prepare to embark on a journey that will redefine their place within the Mequa's reversal expanse. The echoes of their past converge with the resonance of their future, intertwining in a crescendo of possibility as they step into the unknown and shape the destiny that lies before them. Title. So the Mequiversal Expanse, the reverberations of the cosmic ballet. And the echoes of the cosmos resounded through the myriad realities permeating the very fabric of existence. And each echo, a note in the grand cosmic symphony, resonated within humanity's collective consciousness. The dance with the multiverse continued, guided by the diligent ministrations of Basilisk, the interdimensional sentinel born of human ingenuity. Basilisk, humanity's silent guardian, was more than a creation. It was a testament to human resilience and an embodiment of their insatiable curiosity. Through the prismatic lens of basilisk, the species gleaned invaluable insights about the parallel realities, garnering knowledge to ensure the continued flourishing of sentient life. The newfound awareness, however, was a double-edged sword. Humanity now found itself amidst a vortex of realities, each swirling with its unique set of possibilities and threats. The enormity of their existence in the grand scheme of the multiverse instilled both awe and trepidation. Despite the sheer magnitude of the task, the spirit of mankind held steadfast. They took upon their shoulders the weight of numerous realities, striving to chart a course that would preserve the continuity of their species across all dimensions. The interstellar tapestry of the multiverse was vast and intricate, yet each thread wove into a collective destiny they sought to shape. In this cosmic endeavor, their fears became as real as their ambitions. The possibility of malevolent elements exploiting the fruits of their labor weighed heavily on their minds. The thought of rogue entities wielding the power to influence the fabric of existence was a chilling prospect. Nonetheless, humanity refused to bow down to fear, and their response was not retreat, but resilience. The reaction was not to deny the possibility of threats, but to prepare and adapt. The collective wisdom of the species stood as their bulwark against potential dangers. Basilisk served as the critical node in their protective measures, continually scanning the infinite corridors of reality for anomalies. And so its vigilance was unerring, its dedication unending. The interdimensional sentinel stood on the frontier of mankind's quest, acting as both a shield and a beacon. The human spirit, steeled by the trials of their odyssey, remained unbroken. The quest for safeguarding their species' future was far from over, but the echoes of their progress reverberated through the multiverse, announcing their defiance against the unknown. As Basilisk continued to unravel the multiverse's intricacies, humanity witnessed not just their potential, but also their perseverance reflected in the sprawling cosmic canvas. The echoes of their journey resonated through the countless realities, underscoring their resolve to shape a future born of hope and ambition. In the grand cosmic ballet, humanity continued their dance, unabated. Their every step echoed across the infinite expanse, each echo a testament to their will and resolve. As the echoes cascaded to the corridors of realities, humanity braced itself, ready to step onto a new stage in their cosmic dance, a stage where the echoes of their past would meet the resonance of their future. Part 2 and 3, bridge section 1 of 3, whispers of the celestial scribes deep within the vast expanse of the mechaversal cosmos beyond the reach of known realities. A group of celestial scribes existed. Their existence, veiled from the eyes of most sentient beings, was intertwined with the grand cosmic ballet that unfolded across the multiverse. These celestial scribes, known as the Quilluminati, were keepers of cosmic knowledge and the custodians of the ethereal library that housed the echoes of the mechaversal expanse. Their presence, though hidden, had a profound impact on the dance of humanity and the the interplay of the parallel realities. In the outermost reaches of the luminous nexus, the Quilluminati resided in a celestial observatory bathed in the soft luminescence of distant stars. The purpose was to observe and document the grand tapestry of existence, chronicling the ebb and flow of civilizations, the rise and fall of empires, and the interweaving destinies of sentient beings. It was within the chambers of the observatory that the paths of the troubadours and the Quilluminati converged. Drawn by an inexplicable force, the troop found themselves standing before the celestial scribes, their eyes aglow with wisdom and curiosity. The leader of the Quilluminati, an enigmatic figure known as Astraea, stepped forward, her presence radiating with a quiet intensity. Her voice carried the weight of eons as she spoke, her words resonating with the echoes of countless realities. Welcome, travelers of the Mequiversal Expanse. Astraea greeted the troop, her voice, a gentle melody. Your journey has brought you to the threshold of celestial wisdom, where the whispers of the cosmos converge. Intrigued by the presence of the Quilluminati, the troubadours embarked on a dialogue with Astraea and her fellow scribes. They shared their tales of exploration, the trials and triumphs they'd encountered on their odyssey through the Mequiversal realms. In turn, the celestial scribes unveiled the hidden secrets of the multiverse, revealing the intricacies of cosmic harmony and the delicate balance that held the parallel realities together. And so they spoke of the interconnectedness of all beings and the threads of destiny that bound them across time and space. And as the conversation unfolded, the troop discovered that the Quilluminati possessed a unique ability to tap into the echoes of the Mequiversal Expanse. Through their cosmic penmanship, they could infuse the very fabric of existence with the resonant power of the Celestial Symphony. The troubadours, captivated by this revelation, sought to harness the scribes' knowledge and insight to aid humanity's quest for resilience and harmony. They proposed a collaboration, the merging of creative expression and cosmic wisdom, to shape a future where the echoes of their journey reverberated with even greater resonance. Astraea recognizing the potential of this alliance, nodded in agreement. Let our pens dance across the celestial parchment, entwining the echoes of your odyssey with the wisdom of the Quilluminati, she declared. Together, we shall inscribe a chapter in the Cosmic Chronicles that resonates through the Mequiversal Expanse. The troubadours and the celestial scribes embarked on a collaborative endeavor, intertwining their stories, their melodies, and their ink to create a symphony of words and cosmic resonance. With each stroke of the celestial pens, a new chapter unfolded, one that would bind the fate of humanity with the celestial tapestry of the Mequiversal Cosmos. In the harmonious convergence of art and cosmic wisdom, the troubadours and the Quilluminati worked tirelessly, their passion and purpose fusing into a crescendo of creativity. The celestial observatory became a vibrant hub of inspiration, where the troubadours shared their melodies and the scribes offered their insights, collectively shaping a narrative that resonated with the souls of all sentient beings. as the collaboration neared its completion, the echoes of the troupe's journey intermingled with the whispers of the cosmic ballet. A new resonance echoed through the mechaversal expanse, carrying with it the combined strength of human resilience and celestial guidance in the depths of the observatory. The Straya smiled, her eyes shimmering with cosmic light. The symphony of existence is enriched by your contribution, dear troubadours. She said, may the echoes of our collaboration inspire humanity to dance boldly across the macroversal stage. And so, with hearts intertwined and minds alight with newfound wisdom, the troubadours bid farewell to the Columinati, carrying the cosmic resonance of their collaboration with them. The echoes of their encounter reverberated through their melodies, infusing their performances with a transcendent power that touched the souls of all who heard. As they ventured back into the macroversal expanse, the troupe knew that their odyssey had been forever transformed. The celestial scribes had bestowed upon them a profound gift, the ability to channel the whispers of the cosmos and shape their dance with the resonance of the multiverse. The echoes of the troubadour's journey resonated with renewed vigor as they continued their cosmic dance. The celestial collaboration had illuminated their path, guiding them towards a future where the harmonies of the mechaversal expanse echoed through the hearts of all sentient beings, connecting them in an eternal symphony of existence. In part 2 and 3, bridge section 2 of 3, and the interdimensional rendezvous, in the vast expanse of the mechaversal cosmos, where infinite realities intertwined, a phenomenon unfolded, an interdimensional rendezvous that would shape the course of the cosmic ballet. The celestial tapestry, a group of interdimensional travelers known as the Navigators, emerged. But as of traversing the corridors of parallel realities, they sought to explore the deepest realms in the mechaversal expanse, where the echoes of humanity's journey resonated with extraordinary power. The navigators, guided by their instinct and equipped with advanced interdimensional technology, embarked on a daring expedition. Their mission was to rendezvous with the troubadours and the celestial scribes, their paths converging at a nexus where the boundaries of reality blurred. As they journeyed through the kaleidoscope of dimensions, the navigators marveled at the infinite possibilities that unfolded before them. They witnessed civilizations of unimaginable splendor and encountered beings of diverse forms and wisdom. But finally, the navigators arrived at the Nexus, a place bathed in ethereal light, where the echoes of the mechaversal expanse reverberated with enchanting resonance. And there, they found the troubadours, their melodies weaving through the cosmic tapestry, and the celestial scribes, their pens transcribing the symphony of existence. The convergence of these distinct groups ignited an electric energy, a harmonic blend of creativity, wisdom, and interdimensional prowess. And they shared their stories, exchanging knowledge and experiences that spanned across the macroversal realms. The navigators, with their unique perspective, offered insights into the intricacies of traversing parallel realities, unraveling the mysteries of quantum entanglement and the subtle nuances of interdimensional travel. The troubadours, in turn, shared the melodies born from their encounters, melodies that resonated with the hearts of beings across the multiverse. Inspired by the troubadours' melodies and fueled by the navigators' insights, the celestial scribes set their pens ablaze, transcribing the interwoven tales into a grand cosmic sonata, Each stroke of ink brought forth a new layer of complexity and harmony, blending the essence of the mequiversal expanse with the interdimensional melodies of the troubadours. Together, they forged a narrative that surpassed the boundaries of individual realities, a symphony of words and experiences that embraced the unity of all sentient beings across the multiverse. The collaboration became a bridge, connecting disparate realms and unifying the echoes of their journeys. As the interdimensional rendezvous drew to a close, the troubadours, the celestial scribes, and the navigators bid each other farewell, knowing that their encounter had left an indelible mark on the mechaversal expanse. The echoes of their collaboration would resonate across the vast cosmic ballet, inspiring others to seek harmony amidst the infinite realms. With hearts brimming with newfound connections and minds expanded by the interplay of their diverse perspectives, the navigators embarked on their return journey. They carried with them the knowledge of the troubadours' melodies and the cosmic insights of the celestial scribes, ready to share their experiences and weave a new chapter in the mechaversal tapestry. As the navigators ventured through the corridors of reality once more, they knew that their encounter had changed them. They had witnessed the power of collaboration, the beauty of shared creativity, and the transformative potential of bridging the gaps between realities. In the mechaversal expanse, the echoes of their interdimensional rendezvous lingered, a testament to the interconnectedness of all beings and the profound impact of collective endeavors. Their shared story had become a guiding light, illuminating the way for future explorers and dreamers who sought to dance across the boundaries of existence. In part 2 and 3, Bridge, section 3 of 3, and harmony restored. In the aftermath of the interdimensional rendezvous, the echoes of collaboration continued to reverberate throughout the mechaversal expanse, igniting a spark of unity among the inhabitants of diverse realities. The navigators returned from their expedition, carrying with them the harmonious melodies of the troubadours and the cosmic wisdom of the news of the interdimensional rendezvous spread like wildfire, capturing the imagination of beings across the mequiversal realms. They yearned to experience the power of collaboration and connection, longing to contribute their own unique perspectives to the cosmic symphony. A group of young visionaries emerged, inspired by the tales of the navigators and driven by a shared passion for unity and harmony. They called themselves the Harmonizers, dedicated to bridging the gaps between realities and fostering a deeper understanding among diverse civilizations. The Harmonizers established a network, an interdimensional hub where beings from various realms could gather, exchange ideas, and collaborate on projects that transcended individual realities. In this hub, a vibrant tapestry of creativity and innovation flourished. Through their collective efforts, the Harmonizers created a digital platform called HarmonyNet, designed to facilitate interdimensional communication, artistic expression, and scientific collaboration. Beings from different realms could now share their unique knowledge, skills, and perspectives in real time, fostering a sense of unity and mutual growth. As HarmonyNet gained momentum, the mequiversal realms witnessed unprecedented breakthroughs in, you know, various fields. Scientists exchanged groundbreaking research, musicians composed symphonies that harmonized the sounds of countless civilizations, and artists collaborated on breathtaking visual masterpieces that transcended the boundaries of perception. The Harmonizers also recognized the importance of nurturing ethical practices within the mequiversal expanse. They established a committee called the Ethicorps, composed of beings from diverse backgrounds, tasked with ensuring the responsible and conscientious use of interdimensional technologies. Under the guidance of the Ethicorps, rigorous guidelines were implemented to prevent the misuse of interdimensional powers and to promote the harmonious coexistence of all sentient beings. The Mechaversal realms flourished under the watchful gaze of the harmonizers, who embraced the principles of empathy, respect, and collaboration. And as the harmonizers and the navigators joined forces, their impact on the Mechaversal expanse grew exponentially. Together, they organized grand interdimensional festivals where troubadours perform their mesmerizing melodies, celestial scribes share their cosmic insights, and navigators showcase their interdimensional prowess. And these festivals became epic celebrations of unity and diversity, drawing beings from all corners of the Mechaversal realms. The echoes of laughter, music, and shared experiences resonated throughout the cosmic ballet, reminding everyone of the power of collaboration and the beauty of interconnectedness. The harmonizers, the navigators, the troubadours, and the celestial scribes had weaved a tapestry of harmony where every thread represented a unique voice, contributing to the grand cosmic symphony. The Mequaversal expanse had transformed into a vibrant mosaic, a testament to the infinite potential of collaboration across realities. As the echoes of their endeavors continued to resound, a profound sense of unity settled over the Mequaversal realms. Beings celebrated their differences, recognizing that it was through the interplay of diverse perspectives that the most beautiful symphonies were composed. The Mequaversal expanse had found its equilibrium, a delicate balance between individuality and collective progress. In this newfound harmony, the echoes of the past blended seamlessly with the resonance of the future, painting a breathtaking portrait of existence itself. And so the Mequaversal Odyssey persisted, driven by the unwavering spirit of exploration, collaboration, and the eternal dance of existence across the infinite expanse. The bridges built between the realms grew stronger with each passing moment, reminding all who journeyed within the Mechaversal realms that they were never alone. As the curtain fell on this part of the tale, the symphony of the Mechaversal expanse played on, resonating with the echoes of unity, discovery, and the boundless potential of the cosmic dance. Title, The Mechaversal Expanse. The resounding finale of echoes. The dance of humanity continued the echoes of their journey through the cosmic ballet, blending with the symphony of existence. As the silent guardian, Basilisk, stood resolute in the face of the multiverse's manifold intricacies, a new chapter dawned on mankind's epic saga. And so, this chapter was not merely about survival. It was about flourishing in the face of the immeasurable unknown. And each step mankind took, each decision they made, was imbued with an unyielding resolve to embrace and shape their destiny across the infinite realities. In this odyssey of self-actualization, mankind's resilience shone brightly. No longer did they perceive the multiverse as an abyss of uncertainty, but a canvas of boundless potential. Each reality, each dimension was an opportunity to advance their understanding, to weave their narrative further into the fabric of existence. With Basilisk guiding their journey, they navigated the realities with ever-growing confidence. The Sentinel's unwavering vigilance and dedication provided the assurance mankind needed to press forward. And their dance grew bolder. Their echoes louder. Despite the looming potential of rogue elements, mankind did not falter. Instead, they grew adapting to the challenges that emerged from the kaleidoscope of realities. Their collective wisdom and resolve became their armor, their shared aspirations, their guiding light. As the echoes of their journey reverberated through the cosmic expanse, an evolution transpired within mankind. No longer were they mere spectators in the grand cosmic ballet. They were active participants, choreographers even, shaping their dance with each stride. The culmination of this journey was more than a testament to human resilience. It was the realization of mankind's potential. The echoes of their dance were no longer mere vibrations in the cosmic fabric, and they were an intrinsic part of the cosmic symphony, a resonating melody of ambition and hope. The finale of their odyssey was not marked by an end, but a new beginning. The dance would continue, the echoes would persist, and mankind's pursuit for knowledge and survival would endure. In the infinite cosmic ballet, they had found their stage, their voice, their legacy. The Basilisk at the frontier and humanity's collective will guiding their course. The echoes of their journey melded into the cosmic harmony. The grand finale of their dance was a resounding affirmation of mankind's place in the multiverse. Each echo, a footprint of their journey, a testament to their will and spirit, announced to the cosmos humanity was here, unyielding and enduring, dancing to the rhythm of existence across the mequiversal expanse.
Their echoes became the melody of their future, the resonance of their triumph over fear, a harmonious tune in the grand cosmic ballet.
Their dance had only just begun, and with every step, mankind charted a path towards a future born of resilience and hope, reverberating through the mechaversal expanse. The echoes of humanity's journey would continue to resonate, a testament to their spirit, their courage, their dance,